This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Good evening. This is Brad McGee, assistant publisher at Paparitalo Publications, reporting to you from Paparitalo West in Pahoa, Hawaii. This is the PM 40 update for Monday, the 31st of October, 2016. If you're on Twitter, you can follow Pulp and Paper Radio International by going to simultweet.com. That's SIMULTWEET.com. We'll be tweeting additional information throughout the show at this location. The PM 40 closed up again today for the second consecutive trading day at 33.15, up 9 points from Friday's close. Gaining shares equaled decliners. We'll be back to take a look at today's top winners and losers right after these messages.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster.
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
Hi, Caleb. I just finished the latest issue of Paper Times 2000. Want to read it?
What for?
Well, here's an article on a new machine startup at Dynamic Paper in Lahti, Finland.
That's old news.
How about an article on a fire at Pleasant Paper in Holyoke, Massachusetts? Seems there are some things here we need to know.
That happened 6 weeks ago. We have already discussed in my department.
Well, do you remember David Felder, who used to work here? I see he was promoted to a headquarters job at New Zealand Paper Adventures.
Gosh, Shirley, that happened 4 months ago.
Suddenly, I am feeling out of date. How are you so on top of the news, Caleb?
I go to Paparitalo Publications with Nip Impressions, Paper Money, and Pulp and Paper Radio International. I get the news when it happens, not on some publishing schedule.
Really?
Yes. News, analysis, opinion, and insight served up fresh daily on newsletters, websites, internet radio, and via LinkedIn. I can get most of these on my phone. They even have a service called Simultweet. Paparitalo's everywhere.
Wow, how do I sign up?
Just go to nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button at the top.
Caleb, don't you feel a bit ashamed getting your pulp and paper news electronically?
Surely. We have to keep up to keep ahead of the competition. I like to think we use paper when it's smart to use. In fact, when people ask me this kind of question about paper use, I direct them to twosides.us. Not related to Paparitalo, Two Sides does have the answers on intelligent paper usage today.
Wow, Caleb, I've learned something. Paparitalo for the latest news, Two Sides for intelligent paper usage.
If you want to get the news when it is fresh, go to www.nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button in the top navigation bar. Served up fresh daily.
And we're back. Today's top gainer was Louisiana Pacific, which closed at $18.35, up 4.9%. Sappi also gained, closing up 4.2%, at $5.58. Other winners were Synveo, Glatfelter, and Boise Cascade. The biggest decliner today was LSC Communications, closing at $24.24, down 3.9%. Capstone also lost, closing down 2.9%, at $18.13. Other losers today were Potlatch, Rayonier Advanced Materials, and Clearwater Paper. The most active stock today was Weyerhaeuser, trading 5 million shares. In headlines today, two timberland contractors working for Rayonier died in a helicopter crash in New Zealand. Robert C. Williams, co-founder of the James River Corporation, passed away this past week at the age of 86. Harry Merlow, the former longtime chief executive officer of Louisiana Pacific, died October 24th. He was 91. Firefighters responded to a fire Sunday night at the Pratt Industries paper mill in New York. A small fire at Finch Paper Company damaged a conveyor belt on Saturday night. And Domtar's Hawesville Mill was recognized by the Kentucky Association of Manufacturers as the Kentucky Manufacturer of the Year in the large business category. For more on these stories, check out Nip Impressions at nipimpressions.com. Then don't forget to listen to the PM40 Weekly Wrap-Up at 8 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time each Monday morning on Pulp and Paper Radio International, located at pnpri.com. Join us again tomorrow at the same time here on pnpri.com for the latest PM40 Daily Update. In the meantime, be safe, and we'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.